Today, Marcus paints a Moana masterpiece. We discuss Humble Bundle's latest and greatest offer, and then we ask, how do you share the things you love with the people you love? All that and more on this week's episode of Trust Circle. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 24. See, I had to remember because I wasn't here last week.
Yeah, I know. I missed you a lot.
Episode double dozen of Trust Circle, Top Shelf Gaming's number one and only podcast, where every week we bring games, gals, gifts, and geese
and guys,
straight to you.
And guys.
I am your host, as always, except for last week and one other week, Devin Valdivia, joined, as most weeks, with my wife, you're here too, Valerie.
I'm here.
And every week,
This is the control part.
This is the control part?
Yeah. Control, Alt, Delete.
The only non-absent member of the podcast, Top Shelf Gaming co-founder, founder, editor-in-chief, crazy person, super stutterer, Marcus Garrett.
Hey there, ladies and spaghettis.
Marcus,
yeah.
In the month of October, from henceforth into eternity, you have to make your name Marcus Scarrett.
Scarrett.
For the month of October.
There's your Twitter name.
Marcus Scarrett.
Okay. Did you just have this revelation
literally right now?
You're just sitting there.
Literally.
Okay, I'll do it.
I always try to think of a fun, like, Halloween Twitter name, because that's, like, the thing on Twitter is you change for the holidays.
Yeah, I know that because of Griffin McElroy.
Well, there you go. I can't think of one for me.
Kevin Valdivia.
That's scary.
It's pretty scary.
It's pretty scary. I mean,
the easy one is Devil Valdivia, but that just seems too ridiculous. Anyways, well, we are recording this on everyone's favorite holiday, February 14th.
Valentine's Day.
No, just February 14th.
Nope.
The day after Galentine's Day.
I bet there's some other holidays. Let's see.
Let's look up other
national
other
holidays.
Alternative holidays.
Alternative for all you.
The Kellyanne holidays.
Alternative folks. Let's see.
National Conway
also,
Day.
Anne Conway?
Let's see.
Anne Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway.
It is Frederick Douglass Day.
There we go.
Still kicking, right?
Yeah.
I hear he's an up and comer.
He's a real go-getter.
It's an extraterrestrial culture day.
Oh.
Into that.
Which is very hard to say.
Extraterrestrial culture day.
Extraterrestrial culture.
It's Library Lovers Day.
I'm into that day.
It's National Cream-Filled Chocolates Day. Which
I mean, that makes sense.
Exclusionary to other chocolates, I feel like, on such a chocolate-centric holiday.
Yeah, but how many days do you eat...
cream-filled chocolates?
Other than this day.
Oh, God. It's National Pet Theft Awareness Day.
Oh, no. Guard your dogs.
This is the most romantic gesture.
It's 7:55.
It's Race Relations Day. So I would like both of you to shake my hand at the same time. Happy Race Relations Day.
Yes.
Hi there.
I solved racism right now.
This is the trifecta. Got a brown man, a black man, and a white girl.
Mm-hmm.
All the races are accounted for.
National Ferris Wheel Day. So make sure you don't lose your dogs when you take them on the Ferris wheel. They're going to fall off and get stolen.
This day is full of holidays.
Yeah.
And it's International Quirky Alone Day. And I don't even want to know what that is.
and it's weird because I'm looking at it and it's one word.
It's one word.
It's a single word. So there's a meaning to it that has been derived and yeah.
Well, happy all of those days you all missed because now it's Wednesday, the day after all those days.
Yeah. I hope you had a good yesterday.
It's a whole new set of obscure holidays.
Yeah.
Yes. Look it up. It's a fun new game. Mm-hmm. Well, you guys, it's been a couple weeks since we've had just a normal go at this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You left me to those hounds.
You.
Those wild boys.
Mm-hmm. It's just the, I almost said the trio, but it was the quadruple threat.
Yeah. It was the Three Stooges plus me. I'm typically Stooge. I know that.
Tweedledee and the Three Stooges.
Yeah. There you go. But
band name.
Wrangling those boys. I don't know how you do it, Devin.
Well, I don't. They're not here.
Mm.
I don't think he hasn't had to wrangle both boys at the same time.
I don't think he had to handle Gary and Evan at the same time.
Those guys. And
they have fun.
Yeah, yeah. Good boys, good boys.
You guys like that Fire Emblem.
I send him my regards.
So I downloaded Fire Emblem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about it. It seems neat.
What the cream-filled chocolates is Fire Emblem?
Word of the week! Cool. We haven't done one of those in so long!
Well, let's play that song.
What's that phrase? What's it mean? It's time for the word of the week.
All right, well, now you gotta pick one.
Dog theft.
Okay.
That's ready to go.
Dog theft.
Dog theft.
All right, so...
Dog theft was Fire Emblem.
Marcus, you take it. You had a whole podcast on it. Clearly someone listened to the podcast.
Yeah, okay. Well, one, that's a little offensive.
I'm a very busy lady.
This is why our listenership is down the drain.
I'm subscribed.
Two, well, Fire Emblem is a turn-based, tactical, grid-based strategy game.
So it's like digital checkers.
Kind of. It's okay. Think of it more like chess. Except more advanced chess.
Mm-hmm.
So you have... A grid.
6x8.
And your units are, like, placed on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the anime game I was showing you.
Can't say I remember.
Remember with all the little... Here, I'll pull it over now.
Does it have that cat?
No, that's
okay.
Neo.
Okay.
But basically,
uh-huh.
You have soldiers, and the enemy has soldiers, and you take turns moving them and fighting them. Mm-hmm. And then everyone has their own weapon... And there's different weapon types. And so then there's this, like, rock, paper, scissors system
mm-hmm.
where red weapons beat green and green beats blue.
And
blue
paper
beats red.
Beats scissors.
Yeah.
No, yes. Paper beats rock.
Paper, whatever. And, yeah. And so
what
you're
beats
trying to
lava?
Keep...
My dad, I hope. Name that movie.
The Incredibles?
Volcano.
What?
One of the many, you know, super well loved 90s disaster flicks.
Volcano.
Look at this nerd over here. We don't have time for this.
It's a pretty good movie. You should check it out. I think it has one of the Bills in it.
Bill Pullman or Paxton?
One of the two.
Bill O'Reilly?
Isn't one of the other Bills in Twister?
Bob O'Reilly?
Probably.
Or no, that's Kevin Costner, I think. Squeeze
Man,
you.
I'm not beeping that out. That shame is out there for all of them.
I'm not ashamed.
I just got another great idea.
Okay.
If any of us or our guests in the future accidentally swear, mm-hmm. instead of a beep, we should put in a burp to cover it.
I'm into that idea.
Guys,
okay,
I'm full of great ideas.
I can
today.
Do Foley for you. Okay. I can burp on command.
But you can't do that mouth pop thing with you put the finger in the side of the cheek. Nope. Pop.
The lollipop. Ba-dum bump bump.
This is a great
this
show.
This is great.
We're getting back into it.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while. So that's Fire Emblem.
Mm-hmm.
It's anime heavy. You collect all your... It's basically anime Pokemon. It's like teenage anime Pokemon, as far as the collecting of everyone.
I think anime is, like, underselling it. Because it's definitely, like, an anime style, but it's not, like, super, like... It's not super weeby.
What? The dog theft is weeby.
So, do you know what a weeaboo is? It's like...
I don't.
And
dog theft. I don't know what that is.
It's an American who's, like, really obsessed with Japanese culture, and it's, like...
Like an otaku? Is that what that is?
Kind of, but it's an insult.
Oh, okay.
Or it's one of those things where, like, someone claims that term, like... I'm a weeaboo.
But is it like something that someone would say to try to deflect the impression that they're a poser or like a fake fan or something?
No, like it's like being called a nerd,
uh-huh.
but for being an anime.
Like an anime nerd.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So I feel like Fire Emblem, like, it's like very different from liking Hatsune Miku.
Based on the sense I get people talking about it, and like my non-familiarity mm-hmm. with it, I lump them directly in the same, they're
really?
In the exact same box. Yeah.
Really?
And okay. like, I'm sure if I went into that, I'd probably see the difference, but like from my outsider perspective, nah.
That's fair.
Same thing.
That's fair.
Same thing. If they added Hatsune Miku to this, I wouldn't even blink.
Really?
I'd be like, of course that makes sense.
That would make sense to me. Although, they... did have a weird crossover game on the Wii U.
Well, there you go.
Oh, well, there man. You go. Oh.
Fire Emblem's anime.
Oh, you ruined Fire Emblem. Deal with it, nerds.
Well, tell me about the rest of your ruined week, Mr. Marcus.
Where do I begin? Where do
At
I
the
begin?
Beginning, please.
At the beginning. No, last week there were a bunch of cool things that I wanted to bring up. I'm trying to think of them. This weekend I actually did stuff.
We didn't.
And it was that's great.
Cool. That's cool. Last week I had a like random. Oh yes. Mm-hmm. Here. Okay. Mm-hmm. So my team at work, like, we started doing this like bonding thing where every other month,
just like one stand of us, skin to skin.
One of us just like, chooses some activity for all of us to do. Mm-hmm. And so one of my team members chose
laser tag,
wine and painting.
That's where that picture came from. Okay.
And so we went to this, you know, painting place and we all chose a photo to paint.
Yeah.
And so it was this like beach vista, mm-hmm. And then this like Spanish style house, mm-hmm. overlooking the beach. And then there's mountains in the background. And we, like, started painting it. The instructor was, like, teaching us how to mix colors. And we, like, started painting water first. Mm-hmm. And then we, like, started painting water. And I was like, you know what? What if...
Moana.
Instead of...
Make way!
Instead of, like,
make way.
Making this, like, Spanish house thing, uh-huh. I just, like, recreated, like, Moana. Mm-hmm. As you were... alluding to, because I sent you the photo like right afterwards, and without like I'm not a painter, but like my devotion to Moana somehow made me paint the best thing that I've ever painted in my entire life, and so I just made this like really awesome Moana portrait, and it's beautiful. And I wanted to, and, like, I honestly thought of giving it to you, but I was like, I also really want this.
I think it's special.
Yeah.
Oh, and, so I think I was able to get, Marcus had some Easter eggs hidden in there.
Yeah.
And I think I was able to guess some of them, but not all of them. And, like, I thought, I zoomed in on that picture, but, like...
There was one you didn't find. Yeah, I put in a ton of symbolism. Mm-hmm.
You've got I saw a little Maui, mm-hmm. flying. He's a little hawk.
Yep.
I saw your Moana symbol.
Yep.
I saw, like, Tefiti. Mm-hmm. I saw Maui's little fishhook shape on his little wing.
Yeah.
But then there were others that I couldn't get.
Yeah. So Moana's boat's there. The heart of Tefiti's there. Mm-hmm. And then there was one more thing that... you wouldn't have found. And you just didn't find it. But it's a lyric from the mm-hmm. song. It's, like, painted into the water.
Ah.
And then, it's... Well, it translates to your eyes so full of wonder, mm-hmm. but the words are O mata e matagi.
That's what that line from the song means! Yeah.
And so that's in there, too. There's just, I don't know, just a lot of symbolism.
Well, so now you're just that one guy. Because there's always that one person. Whenever someone posts, like, you know, those group outings to the wine and painting place, there's just that one person where it's one of two things. Either they super can't paint, so they just, like, stopped, and it's just, like, this like, vomit of the color. You can tell, like, I'm just going to do this. Or they just go completely off the rails, like, oh, look at Mr. Showoff just painting. It's like everyone's got, like, you know, their Spanish, the mm-hmm. Spanish house on the coast, and then, like, a portrait of, I don't know, Frederick Douglass.
yeah. Actually, it's so funny because my boss is like, you know, she's the most childish out of all of us, and, like, and like, not my direct boss, but, like, my director, mm-hmm. who's, like, the boss of my whole team. Mm-hmm. She's just, like, a big child. And, like, so she was also just, like, going off the rails, too. And whenever we're in a group setting, we're always, like, you know, making puns. And so we have that, like, relationship, but me and her as, like, the youngest person and the oldest person, we're, like, the, like, two children, and, like, it's a really fun time.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now you have a Moana painting.
And now I have a Moana painting.
Speaking of painting. Yeah, that works. Valerie, what'd you do this week?
Painted.
You painted some painted. Good things. On the site now, mm-hmm. there are some Valentine's.
Feast your eyes.
Yeah.
Found some little Overwatch Valentine's.
Yeah, those are beautiful, Valerie.
Thank you.
You make okay. it look so easy.
They're aside from that little May Matryoshka guy made for you, they're my first digital Overwatch fan art.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I made them while we watched John Wick.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can download them from Top Shelf Gaming right now.
For free. Even though
by the time you hear this, Valentine's Day is over. But
you know what? You know what? True love waits.
Wow. Okay, so we gotta shut down now.
Hashtag I don't endorse that statement.
Hashtag.
Oh, you just everyone just banging all around?
No, it's more complicated than that.
I mean, you say you don't endorse true love weights.
I don't endorse abstinence culture. I think it's bad and damaging. True love
rushes.
I'm against abstinence culture.
Okay. You're against abstinence. Valerie just says go for it.
Oh my god.
Almost made an Overwatch joke, but I'm not going to make it.
You also painted some of some crazy mushrooms you're working on forever.
Oh, are those done?
They're over on the shelf. This is how I deal with my stress. I make weird crafts.
Wow, this is gorgeous.
I recommend it. It costs less and is less physically damaging than drugs, I suppose. Than like hardcore drugs.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
As I've been coming here to record, like I've seen the progress.
Yeah.
But then from the last time that I saw this to now, it's like it's like completely different.
My little babies.
But here's the new rule. You put that glass on top of it, you can't touch them. You can't pull those out and add any more. You're done with those.
It's done.
Because that's your whole thing. It's like, I know, I'm going to add more. No.
I've learned.
The glass is on top.
Anyways,
I'm going to super glue it.
To paint a word picture. I got these, like, bell jars from IKEA because they're cool, but I didn't know what to put in them. So I made some fake mushrooms out of polymer clay and painted them because I love mushrooms. Who doesn't?
Speaking of hard drugs.
I got, like, some fake grass and, like, made some other grass out of ribbon, and then added some little, like, sprouts that I made, and added some little clovers that I made out of paper. So it looks like a little terrarium, but it's a terrarium that won't die, because I'm great at killing plants.
Yeah,
she's super good at it.
I can't keep a plant alive, but those are fakes, so they'll stay alive.
Staying alive.
Shrooms.
Staying high, Devin. How are you? What did you do last week?
See, that was a transition. I don't know how smooth it was, but it was a transition.
It was about as smooth as
a square wheel.
Yeah.
So on a scale of like Star Wars crossfades to PowerPoint like cube spins, that was
like a PowerPoint like wipe.
That was like a picture-in-picture like square like rotate.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I'll take it.
So I spent a lot of time, and by a lot of time, I mean probably about 80% of my weekend.
Oh, no.
It's all he does.
I am planning slowly and probably not steadily, but unrelentingly, what hopefully will become a Dungeons & Dragons campaign for the three of us to play through.
I don't endorse this.
You are going to, because I'm going to tell you.
It's not endorsed.
I'm going to give some information that I was going to withhold from you until we started, but I think you need the actual push.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the player's handbook. I finally bought that.
Is there a money incentive?
Because
that could be the only
And
way.
I just purchased the starter kit, which we're, Valerie, you and I, we are just finishing with our other friends we've been playing with. But I bought it, and I'm going to modify it mildly to heavily. For the campaign that we are going to play to incorporate some tones of Overwatch.
All right, I'm in.
I'm bringing Overwatch to Fantasyland.
Okay, I'm in.
And I am very, very excited about it. Mm. I have started like crafting some of the major NPC characters. Mm-hmm. The reason I bought the starter pack, even though we've already played it, is that because I'm familiar with the story, I'm more comfortable like modifying it and changing it rather than getting a new one that, you know, because I've never done this before. So I'm going to go and just, you know, gut everything and just change everything up. And I'm very excited, but you have to play this because I'm not putting hundreds of hours into this to have it not happen.
It'll break his little heart.
Some things are meant to be broken.
And some games are meant to be played. This is one of them.
That was deep. Like, imagine if you just had a carton of milk or a jug of milk and you never opened it. You have to break that seal in order to get the milk. I guess it's not that deep. It's
not that deep.
Whatever.
That does remind me when I was little and my parents, where my family, Alyssa was there too, my sister. We go out to restaurants or whatever, and we'd get
fortune cookies. You can never get the fortune unless you break them.
Anyway, my story. So we were at restaurants and we'd get ketchup packets, and we would always get upset if we didn't use any ketchup packets because we didn't open them because they never fulfilled their destiny. Because their destiny is to be used and opened and broken.
Yeah. You made ketchup packets deep, but I couldn't make fortune cookies.
No,
deep.
None of it was deep. It was just all vaguely related.
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah.
Oh, see, everything sounds deep if you give your voice like a very subtle and gradual uptone at the end.
Mm.
See, guys, we're all sitting around drinking wine, but are we really drinking wine?
No, I'm still drinking coffee.
You're doing both.
I haven't touched that wine yet.
And those are different flavors, and I don't know how you're gonna.
Which is why I'm
forgive yourself
first. Well, we're gonna work our way to our main topic, but first, before our
break, work our way through this wine.
Work our way through this wine. First, Wrangling boys. That's how it goes.
So before we get to our break and then our topic, Marcus.
Okay, to be fair, it was your idea.
But it was a joke. It wasn't serious. It was I've said this. I was like, oh, we could do this. Ha ha ha. Not really.
And then Devin, Marcus, he doesn't know. He doesn't know.
There was no... Okay, so this was over Slack. It was over text. Mm-hmm. And there was no ha ha's. And it was during what I thought was a very serious discussion. So I was like, hey, I like your idea. But apparently Devin was joking.
Well, let's just get to it. Let's get to it. So, seeing as yesterday for you was Valentine's Day, and today is Valentine's Day for us right now, we are going to play a game of Control-Alt-Delete.
You're calling it Control-Alt-Delete!
So, you may have played a game similar with a very different name that we can't repeat on air because we're nice boys.
This is a family show.
Even though Valerie hates abstinence.
Oh my gosh.
And would encourage you just to make all the babies you can.
No, that's not what I said.
Everyone loves babies.
Everyone loves babies.
No. Oh, there's not enough time.
No, there's not enough time. Don't do that.
I have a story.
Don't do that.
I have a good story.
So, Control-Alt-Delete, we're all going to take turns. We're going to be given three video game characters, and we will need to decide who we're going to Control-Alt-Delete. Control, based on Marcus's terms, basically means marry. You can read into that whatever the heck you want to. I'm not gonna, because that sounds weird.
It does.
Alt, you can just consider dating, smooching, hanging out with, having a good time with. And delete is delete. That's the one that works.
Yeah.
But we called it Control-Alt-Delete because in Marcus's words, that's video gamey.
It's not a big connection, you're right.
It was too good to pass up, though. So welcome to our first, possibly annual game of Control-Alt-Delete.
Oh,
you know, I appreciate this because, like... I like that as much as you resisted it, there was enough of you that liked it.
Look,
you're like, we're going to go with
it. I've given in to ladies and spaghettis. I'm just a broken man at this point.
Some things are meant to be broken.
Yeah. Full circle. So who starts?
Valerie's going to start.
Right.
I need more time to think. See. Okay, so.
So for you. No. We're giving them to you.
Okay, so I.
So we're going to give you three characters.
So I still need are you giving her or am I giving her?
I say we just you know, the two of us can figure it out together.
Just and the two of us.
Because it's you, Valerie, you are going to be given three Overwatch characters.
Okay.
Because that's the only game you know.
That's literally all you
literally
know.
The only game I know.
So I'm going to start... actually, I'm going to let you, Marcus. You start.
Genji.
Nice.
With that...
Can I know my three characters before I apply the criteria?
Yes.
Yeah, but... otherwise... Okay. Yeah.
Okay,
otherwise,
so Genji, Winston.
I did it because he's got a good tush.
He's got a real good tush.
And my second was Winston also because of good tush.
That little monkey butt.
Yeah,
he's so got cute.
And third, I'm going to go with Sombra.
Sombra.
Okay, well... Okay, so control... Okay, let's see. I remember. Everything's confusing. Okay. Should I provide rationale or should I just say it?
Definitely quickly. Rationale.
Okay. Alt Sombra, because she's cute.
Mm-hmm.
control Winston, because he's a responsible boy.
Yeah.
He's so responsible.
I would totally...
And delete Genji, because I'm... Genji.
Just finish what Hanzo started.
Yeah.
Man. No love for the Genji there.
Sorry, dude.
The boy can double jump.
He's got a good tush, but there's more to life than that, Devin.
Yeah.
Is there, though?
You know who else has a good tush? Sombra.
Maybe.
I mean, I guess. I don't really see much of it.
Yeah.
I'm going on assumptions here, guys. I'm going off of prior evidence.
Well, because she's a Hispanic?
She is.
No.
She has big thighs.
Well, have you seen the other tushes on those ladies in Overwatch?
That's true. She's no May.
Yeah.
She's no May. Yeah. May's got... All right. As Valerie likes to say, a cute little tush.
A cute little tush.
Yeah.
You do. You say it a lot.
You say it a lot.
You say it a lot.
Learning so much.
So Valerie, you choose who goes next.
So
Valerie and I have discussed this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to choose for you the three protagonists from Grand Theft Auto V. Trevor... And the other two, Michael and Franklin.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you know it.
Yeah.
Trevor, Michael, and Franklin. Okay. Wow. Good pick, actually.
Right?
You're welcome.
Good pick. So, I'm going to go backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So, delete Michael.
Which one's he?
He's the rich mobster.
Yeah, he's this whole thing is his fault.
Yeah, it is his fault.
And that's kind of why.
Okay.
The other two, like, they just kind of got dragged into this.
Mm-hmm.
Michael is the source of all conflict in the thing, and he, like, you know, the story has redemption arc, but, like, he's just kind of, he's had his moment, he's burnt out, and he's just dragging everyone down with him. He's had his time out. I don't got time for a man like that. Also, he should get on that bike more. Get on that bike and we'll talk.
Hmm. Okay. Words of wisdom.
Yeah.
For romance.
Yeah.
Get on the bike and we'll talk.
On the bike.
Alt, definitely Trevor. That guy seems fun to hang out with, but he's not your forever guy. You know, he's not going to stick by your side.
He'd probably scare you into controlling him.
He's the guy that you get set up on a blind date with and realize, like, halfway through, like...
He's your Tinder date.
You need to find a way to, like, delete your phone number off of his phone.
Yeah, because he can be charming. Mm-hmm. He could totally be super charming.
Like, the date was fun, but by the end, like, I had a good time, but, like, I can't do this again.
Because, like, you saw how he went off on the poor waitress, and you're like, oh, red flag.
That could be me next time. Yep. Yeah, like, it was kind of fun, because I wasn't, like, the victim of it.
Yeah.
I wasn't the target, and, you know, going and robbing that liquor store was pretty fun, too, but this is too much. So, that leaves Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
He's your material. He has the best...
He's a good guy.
He has the beginning of the game starts with him wanting to better his life.
Yeah.
Wanting to get out of the gang life, wanting to better himself, get out of under the heel of his aunt, and go make a name for himself. And he's helping his friends all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets wrapped up in all this stuff, and he's a solid guy all the way through.
Yeah.
That's the kind of man I want.
Yeah.
Plus, pretty good tush.
Pretty good tush.
Pretty good tush.
Yeah. I'm with you.
So that leaves us Marcus.
Mm.
So I have mine if I'm Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any you want to name for Marcus?
I only know like two characters.
You gotta pick one.
Link.
Okay.
Zelda.
No.
What?
You get one. You get one.
Okay, Link.
Okay. So I'm gonna give you Link.
Which Link?
Ooh. You choose.
It would change my answer completely.
Okay, let's do Skyward Sword Link.
Oh. Okay. Maybe delete. Who
knows? Okay, how about this? How about this?
Are you going to give me three links?
Skyward Sword Link.
Mm-hmm.
Majora's Mask Link.
Wow.
So specifically Kid Link.
Yeah.
And...
Does he have the masks?
Every mask but Fierce Deity.
Okay.
That one's too much.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all four Swords Links that come as a package.
Oh. Oh. So you said Skyward Sword.
Skyward Sword.
Majora's Mask.
Majora's Mask. Four swords. Links.
Links.
Bonus Linkle.
Bonus Linkle. Linkle is a delete. She is not canon, and she does not belong in my life.
I cannot wait for the Linkle reference in Breath of the Wild.
Oh my gosh, please no. Anyway.
Anyway.
Skyward Sword Link, you know what? I had some good times with him. I'm going to say Alt.
Okay.
And I'm going to delete Majora's Mask Link.
So did Nintendo.
Yeah. But they brought him back eventually. And then I'm going to control all the four Swords Links. Because then you have, like... I mean, I guess that'd be what you would call polyamorous, right?
Sure.
So I could have four different cool relationships with like every single one of them, and that's like four more lifelong buddies. So yeah.
And they got pretty nice tushes.
And they've got their children, but they have. They do possess butts, so...
They have that part of human anatomy.
Yeah.
Well, with that out of the way, let's take a quick break, and then we will come back with our main topic of the show. And we are back! Welcome back. Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
As you stifle that yawn.
David just made me yawn. He fake yawned and it made me real yawn.
No, it was a real yawn.
It made me real yawn.
Well, you yawned first, so it's still your fault.
Oh, that's a vicious cycle.
Hey there, ladies and spaghettis.
Hey there, everybody.
Hey there.
So, moving on to our main...
Before we get to that...
Oh, Marcus has a surprise challenger.
I have to do the... I have to... So, this is Valentine's Day, the day of romance.
Well, no, it's actually the day after.
For us, it's Valentine's Day, and so I need to make a romantic gesture here on air. I hope you don't mind, Valerie. But Devin, I was wondering if you would come with me to see the Lego Batman movie sometime.
No, I'm married.
All right, well, shucks. I guess this isn't happening.
I guess, boy, I really wish I could.
He's nodding his head, yes.
But my wife is a crazy person.
You can practically hear the nods reverberating in his voice.
All right, you're in. Well, we'll go. My treat. Batman Legos. Lego Batmans.
The Lego Batman.
The Lego Batman film show. Yeah. Okay.
I've heard good things.
Yeah, me same too. Here.
Well, you can't go see it.
Well, maybe I'll just go see freaking John Wick 2 in the other theater, and you'll be so jealous.
I want to see that too.
So jealous.
I want to see it too.
You can't have it all, David.
Oh, but I can.
Yeah, you will.
So, our main topic of the show, it being... The V-Day, the one with the hearts, not the one with the victory over Japan and Germany and all that.
Is that what they call it these days? You kids.
Anyways, so we're going to talk about video games, but also broaden up a little bit for today's show because our topic and our question is how do you share the things you love with the people you love?
Aww.
And so I know for a fact all of us have gone through this. We all love our hobbies, our interests, our YouTube channels, our video games, our book series, our movies.
Our food,
our taste in music. And turns out not everyone in the world is the same as us. And so when we,
what?
I know. And so you meet someone, you realize, oh my gosh, you don't know about fill in the blank here. And so how do you go about doing that? Because there's definitely right and wrong ways to do that.
Because people, namely me, don't like to be told, hey, this is great, you're going to love it. Because you know what I do? I'll show you.
It took us weeks. It took us weeks to start watching the OA recently. Because she had heard good things about it and was like, no, I'm not going to watch this.
Toma Oa has it.
And that's, that's happened. Like, we started watching, House of Cards.
What a stubborn Nelly.
Stubborn Nelly. Yeah,
she won't watch House of Cards for some reason.
I watched, a little bit, because everyone's like, this is so great, this is the greatest thing ever. And I was like, it's like the reverse placebo effect. Yeah. I have so many expectations built up that I have, barricades against my positive feelings for it.
That's fair.
Is it, though? Yeah. I don't think it is.
It's human nature for a stubborn butt like me.
Yeah.
So it's stubborn butt nature. It's not human nature.
I'm a human. I have a stubborn butt.
Stubborn butts.
Uh-huh. Well, Valerie, since you are the stubborn one, so how do you go about doing it from your end? How do you go about sharing something that you love with someone, knowing that just trying to foist it on them is probably not the right way to do it? So how would you go about doing that?
I'm trying to think of positive examples in the past where I've done this. And I'm bringing to mind a few times where I've shown you YouTube channels that I like, but I kind of just have to slip it into you the way you would I would have to slip it into you the way you would slip a pill into a dog's kibble. You have to cover it in some peanut butter. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. While we're watching YouTube, and then we're watching channels that we both enjoy, GMM, Good Mythical Morning. Mm. And then I have to just play it next before you can stop me. And then be like, oh, here's this channel that I like. Funny. That's so funny that it came on next.
It's just this random cat video. Oh, wait, I've watched all 300 of these. Oh.
You just have to kind of sugarcoat a little bit. It's a spoonful of sugar. It makes the medicine go down. You have to kind of bookend it in between something that you know that they like, so they'll just kind of accept it in a positive mindset.
Okay, one approach. I think it's valid.
That was how I introduced you to Threadbanger.
Threadbanger?
Mm-hmm. Is one of us shaking our knee, or are we having an earthquake?
No, it's not an earthquake. I was fidgeting.
We've got a knee shaker over here.
We got a knee shaker. Oh, I couldn't tell. I thought for sure it was you, but then I was like, your leg's it's not just, moving. I just gingerly touched Marcus's leg to check on him.
Just to turn up the heat a little bit in here.
Well, I did order an official Auntie Labs fidget cube.
Fidget cube.
Oh, you did?
Hashtag not sponsored.
It's back ordered, so it'll come end of the month, early March.
Yeah.
It took me a long time to figure out which was the right official one to order from.
There's so many knockoff fidget cubes.
We'll talk more about that when it comes in. I'm very excited about it. But no, Valerie, I think it's a good point of, sometimes you just gotta slip it in when you can.
Mm-hmm. That's like when I used to teach gymnastics classes for at one point they were like, hey, so there's this thing called a compliment sandwich where you'd be like, hey, you did such a good job landing with both your feet, maybe don't fall over, but really you're doing so great, just slip it in. Just slip that compliment in.
Almost a chill sandwich. Resident Evil, never mind,
I didn't get that reference.
Okay, well, Marcus, what did your experience?
Valentine, though. Timely.
There you go. Do you have another tactic?
So I think for me, I'm going to talk about... So I've been really into cooking, really into foods, because this is, the first time that I've had, a full kitchen, and so I've been cooking a lot, and I really like it, because I spend so much time looking at screens that it's nice to have this hobby that's, one, that it's productive. Mm-hmm. I'm providing myself sustenance
for... It's part of what you need to live.
Yeah. But also, it's just, working with my hands and just, being away from a computer.
And then, the skills build upon each other.
Yeah. And so I'm, always, learning stuff, and I'm, getting better. And so the way that I share that, or the way that I've been trying to share that, is a few ways. Mm-hmm. One, I come here to record whatever I make. I've been bringing extra to, give to Devin. Hopefully he likes what I make, but I've just been,
I'm a garbage can, of course I like what you make.
But I've been sharing it, and just, giving it out, because what I do is, I'll make, one thing that's mm-hmm. supposed to last me the, whole week, but oftentimes there's, even more than what I could eat by myself, and so I also like to share it and make sure that it doesn't go to waste. But then another way and another thing that I've been doing is just trying to cook with other people. So Valerie and I, we made some tasty dishes.
Some thug enchiladas.
Thug enchiladas, yes. And I've been making arrangements to cook with other people. And it's just it's just a good bonding experience, and it's memorable. And it's teamwork, mm-hmm. and then there's that reward at the end of actually enjoying that food, mm-hmm. and then getting dinner in general, eating with someone else. There's just that natural conversation, and there's mm-hmm. and so cooking with someone else, you get all of that. Mm-hmm.
And something I've heard about that's interesting is that eating together is one of the primary ways that humans bond. Mm. The bond that, that you get from just knowing somebody, that gets amplified by
Yeah.
Because it's so primal, eating together.
Yeah.
That sounds like some fake news.
I believe it though.
Ask Science Mike. He'll verify.
I believe it. I believe it. And I feel so much of getting to know your own family mm-hmm. has been growing up and having meals and all that good stuff. And I don't know, there's something special about cooking with someone else, sharing that meal. And then there's also the third thing of just straight up cooking for someone else. And them not helping you, but just being hospitable and saying this is something that I like to do and something that I want to share with you and something mm-hmm. that I want to do for you. And so, just those were three different approaches. But I think it's easy because it's food and everyone likes to eat. But that's mm-hmm. that's kind of how I've been able to share my recent hobby with other people.
Yeah, I think that's good too. For me, I'll quickly talk about video games and the video game podcast. So one of the things we recently did. A couple months ago here, we had some friends over. Marcus, you were among that group.
Yeah.
And we played Jackbox. A game that's meant to be played with a group of friends, explicitly, with people in mind who aren't familiar with games.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
UI. From, the rules of the individual games to, you being able to control them just with your phone. You don't need to feel like you have something foreign in your hand.
Yeah.
It's built to just make you feel comfortable and then just be social. And so I think things like that are really good entry points into, then video games as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
We should play TKO again.
Yeah.
Well, see, there you go. Even you, Valerie, the video game curmudgeon.
It's because I get to draw.
Well, that's the thing,
my
too.
Entry point. Mm-hmm.
It's knowing how someone else would appreciate the thing you like. Because that reason's probably going to be different than the reason you like that thing.
Yeah.
So, I like Overwatch because, there's a lot of reasons, but I like it because I like playing it. The tushes and the gameplay. I like the strategy of Overwatch. I like the diversity of skill sets
mm-hmm.
In Overwatch. But I know Valerie doesn't care about any of that. So, if I come to her and I'm like, hey, Valerie, look. And, I've literally sat and, ranted about how cool those things are to me, to her. And mm-hmm. I watch her, she'll sit there and go, mm-hmm. And she'll give me that, then you'll have that smile that just says, like, I don't care at all.
Because that's what wives do.
Because that's what wives do, am I right? Mm-hmm. And I can do that, and she'll listen, but then she won't care.
Yeah.
Or I can be like, hey, Valerie, there's a new event coming up, and text you a picture of, you know, the new leaked skin, and then I know that that's something that gets her excited, because that triggers things that she likes.
I like the skins, and I like the character design.
And so we can then appreciate the same thing, but differently.
Yeah.
And I think that's key. I think both of you guys hit on that a little bit. I think you need to know what... You need to know the person.
Yeah.
And coming at it from their angle, not from yours.
Mm-hmm.
And so the other example I'll talk about is D&D. And trying to bring it to you guys. And so Valerie, she got us into this mess. This is all her fault anyways. She did it because she did it because she wanted to hang out with some new friends, and, you know, we wanted to be more social and get to know more people.
Funny enough, as a sidebar to that, the reason that this friend asked me if I was interested in D&D is because we'd both mentioned listening to McElroy podcasts together, like Mabam Bam Man, The Adventure Zone, which is the D&D podcast. So he was like, hey, we're going to, like, this friend, Harrison, after listening to The Adventure Zone for a long time, they're like, we're finally going to do it. Like,
so they introduced you through something else that they knew inspired. That you liked.
Mm-hmm. Well, so Adventure Zone is one of the McElroy things that you listen to. Mm-hmm. You've listened to, like, a couple times. But, like,
it's not my reg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so they came to McElroy's through that and the other stuff too. Mm-hmm. You came through primarily through Mabim Bam.
Mm-hmm.
And then that all kind of coalesced. And then she dragged me into it because she's like, oh, you're a nerd. You'll like this. And then I did.
He super did.
And then I super did.
You liked it a little too much.
For me now, I mean, for us, like, you know, we now have new friends to hang out and go talk with. So, like, that in itself is fine. Like, we could go there and not play D&D, and we have done that.
One evening, we just watched Griffin McElroy's YouTube channel.
we just watched Monster Factory and Texas Skyrim. But so for me, as I'm trying to, you know, talk you two into playing a campaign with me and actually playing D&D, you for the mm-hmm. first time, Marcus, I'm trying to build in reasons that you would like. So, like, I decided very early on, like, okay, I will mold this into something that is Overwatch-based. One, because we all like, you know, that lore and that story and that kind of world. I know you like RPGs. I know you'll have a pretty good handle on the mechanics. Yeah. They're not that complicated. They just seem like they are. They're really whatever.
It doesn't sound like it.
No, it's really just, like, read the rules and follow them. There's lots of rules, but you just read them and follow them, and it's easy. But, like, for you, like, I want you to feel invested. I want you to be excited, not just, like, I want to do this to make Devin happy. And so that's part of what I'm working towards and how I'm building this and how I want to present it and why I asked you guys before, like, what kind of experience you guys want to have. You want to be super serious? You want to be super silly? Do you want to be somewhere in between?
As soon as you said Overwatch, I was like, well, how much money am I going to spend on D&D?
Don't worry, you can't buy loot boxes, Marcus.
Okay. But, you know, for somebody else, you know, who doesn't know video games or RPGs, two, doesn't know what Overwatch is, you know, maybe they really like my sister. She went to school for psychology. She works with children. So, like, maybe she'd be more interested in, like, the social interaction aspect of that game. You can have entire campaigns where it's just, like, role-playing and social interaction.
Plus, she likes being organized, so she might like keeping track of everything.
She would be super into that. Like, just organizing all the stats and all the boxes and having all her paper. Like, she loves that stuff. And so if I were to, I don't know why I would, but if I were to be like, hey, Alyssa, let's get you into this, I would come at it from those two angles.
I would love to see her get into this game.
I could, if her and Matt, her husband,
I think, like, Matt would, like, drag her.
I mean, he loves magic.
He
would be into this.
He'd be like Mr. Strategy.
He would be completely into this. But, you know, those reasons aren't the reasons why I like D&D. I'm not organized, but I love like the amount. For me, it's just the amount of information that I can just like vacuum up into my body. Like, all the stuff, like, doesn't matter, but, like, it's so much.
Yeah.
Like, it feels powerful, and that sounds really weird, but, like, you're like creating these worlds, and, like, that's super cool.
Yeah.
It's I was telling Valor, it's like a character creator video game, but times, like, 100.
Yeah.
So that's for me. Any other ways you can think of really quick?
Well, a good way to get into something that you're not into is if someone that you like is really into that thing, then you'll get into it to try to have something in common with them.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's how I got into Game of Thrones.
You weren't in it for the tushes on the screen. You're in it for the tush on the couch.
My Atlanta.
And then a couple years later, those two lovebirds got married.
And we're still just doing nothing but watching Netflix.
Yeah.
That's funny. In my experience, like, liking the same or being interested in the same thing as someone that I was interested in always amounted to, hey, you like this thing, you're still a nerd.
Yeah, it works out.
No, it doesn't.
It does. It super does. You gotta find nerds.
You gotta find nerds.
Speaking of nerds and speaking of things that we love and speaking of being cool to each other in this world, we wanted to talk about one more thing before we close this out, and that is the current Humble Bundle. Now, Marcus, have you ever Humble Bundled?
Pause. Valerie, you missed your cue.
Dog theft. That's a Humble Bundle.
A Humble Bundle.
What's a Humble Bundle?
I said two very common words.
What's a Humble Bundle, Marcus?
What's a Zaboomafoo?
It's a lemur.
Okay, cool. Uh-huh. A Humble Bundle is it's this organization, and it's a charity, and it's also a store. But basically, they sell video games really, really cheap, and all of the proceeds go to different charities. And every bundle, as they're called, features different games and different other rewards. And it's like pay what you want, but the more you pay, the more games you get, or the more prizes you get. And then you get to decide, I want this much to go to the developers, I want this much to go to the charities, and so it's just a really cool way to just raise money for oftentimes older games that are still really fun but have kind of
dropped off the radar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they have their bundles, and they have a store which sells their games. They have sales on the games, and those are full price new games. And I believe it's 10% of those purchases goes to a charity too. So the bundles you can choose however you want. The store is broken up that way, but their current bundle just launched this week. I want to talk about. It is called the Freedom Bundle.
Freedom.
And so a lot of the bundles will come in tiers. Mm-hmm. And so there's a bottom tier. Have a couple games.
But why are they crying?
Because the deals are so good.
Oh.
They're so good.
So the bottom tier, the bottom tier is you can pay whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay a penny to the next tier, and that'll get you those games.
Yeah.
And there's usually a $5 tier, and then a $15 tier, and there's more games if you meet those amounts. This one's a little different. This one is just $30. It's not a name your own price. You can go obviously above that. And there are a ton of games in this.
Okay? Yeah.
I'm going to read off so a couple of games they've actually ran out of keys for.
Really?
So I'm just going to name the games, and we'll explain why this is such a big deal. So the games, The Witness, Stardew Valley, Day of the Tentacle Remastered, Overgrowth, Nuclear Throne, Octodad, Invisible Ink, World of Goo, Mushroom 11, No Time to Explain, The Stanley Parable, Super Brothers, Swords and Sorcery EP, Super Hexagon, VVVVVV, Guacamelee,
Guacamelee?
The Super Turbo Championship Edition.
That game is so good.
The Swapper, 30 Flights of Loving, Spirits, Human Resource Machine, Rockets, 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 2064, Read Only Memories, A Virus Named Tom, Seven Grand Steps, Mini Metro, Retro Game Crunch, Tower of Guns, Waking Mars, Song of the Deep, Monster Loves You, AI War, Fleet Command, Sproggywood, Hot Tin Roof, The Cat That Wore a Fedora, Secrets of Radicon, Girls Like Robots, Ellipsis, Streamline, Ninja Pizza Girl, Robot Roller Derby, Disco Dodgeball. There's also, they put a box where games may be added. They also have a bunch of ebooks. Information Doesn't Want to Be Free, Walk Away, Chapter 1 is a preview. R, in a nutshell, which I think is a programming language. The Boys, Volume 1. The Name of the Game, Issues 1 through 6. A Little Gold Book of Ghastly Stuff. The Smart Girl's Guide to Privacy. Practical Tips for Staying Safe Online. And Any Empire. That's a ton of stuff.
That's a ton of
stuff for $30. I think on the site, it's over $600 worth of, you know, at retail price. And the reason why it's a big deal is because all the proceeds, 100% of the proceeds, are being split between three charities: the ACLU, Medicine Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, and the International Rescue Committee. I know I didn't say it right, but it's their official name. And you can split it up any way you want. You can give all to one of the charities. You can split it up, you know, two-thirds go to one, split the one-third, split it evenly. And I wanted us just to go around quickly and just give a quick, you know, briefing of what each of these organizations does, because they're really important. And it doesn't take a whole lot to read into what they mean by the Freedom Bundle and current events, what's going on and why this is important. And the reason why there's so many games, I suspect they just went around and asked developers, like, hey, do you want to contribute to this?
Yeah.
And so it's really encouraging to see just the vast amount of games being offered for presumably free or very little. I don't know if Humble is, you know, copping the many. Also, before I read the organizations, so Humble, on their side, pledged to match donations of the purchases up to $300,000. It launched yesterday. The bundle has currently raised over $3.6 million.
Oh my gosh.
So in 24 hours, they have, you know, way more than met their matching limit.
That's crazy.
So if you want to get on this, I would highly recommend it. And we may possibly, via TSG, be giving out a couple of these, but you should just go buy the bundle yourself. But Valerie, if you want to read the blurb about the ACLU, and then we'll pass it around the circle from there.
Sure. This is from their website.
Yes, this is from all the organization's websites.
For nearly 100 years, the ACLU has been our nation's guardian of liberty, working in courts, legislatures, and communities to defend and preserve the individual rights and liberties that the Constitution and the laws of the United States guarantee everyone in this country. And some of the issues that the ACLU addresses are capital punishment, disability rights, free speech, LGBTQ rights, national security, racial justice, religious liberty, reproductive rights, voting rights, and women's rights.
And their website is
ACLU.org.
Right, well, Doctors Without Borders is an international independent medical humanitarian organization that delivers emergency aid to people affected by armed conflict, epidemics, natural disasters, and exclusion from healthcare. So I guess here too. MSF offers assistance to people based on need, irrespective of race, religion, gender, or political affiliation. Areas of intervention include armed conflict, natural disasters, disease epidemics, and social violence. So please visit MSF.org to learn more about that charity.
Yeah, and just fun fact, MSF is one of the charities that has benefited very often by AGDQ. It's usually Prevent Cancer Foundation and MSF are their two most common.
Dog theft AGDQ.
Awesome games done quiz.
Yeah. All right. And finally, International Rescue Committee. The International Rescue Committee responds to the world's worst humanitarian crises and helps people whose lives and livelihoods are shattered by conflict and disasters to survive, recover, and gain control of their future. In 2016, the IRC and its partner organizations helped more than 24 million people gain access to primary and reproductive health care, vaccinated more than 173 children under the age of one against measles, supported 2,500 clinics and health facilities that helped 171,000 women deliver healthy babies, supported more than 21,000 community health workers to treat communicable diseases in children under age 5, and treated more than 186,000 children under the age of 5 for acute malnutrition, gave 3.8 million people access to clean drinking water. I wrote a way longer list, trained some 15,000 farmers in agriculture and agribusiness, provided 40,000 farmers with access to markets and farm resources, provided cash and asset transfers to more than 227,000 individuals in displaced households, 46% of whom were women, provided counseling and health, social, and legal services to more than 1,400 survivors of gender-based violence, reached 1.8 million people with community-based gender-based violence prevention efforts. And through the Resettlement Support Center in Thailand, assisted more than 13,000 refugees from East Asia to resettle in the United States. And in the United States, helped resettle 13,400 newly arrived refugees. And you can find more about them at rescue.org. So these are not little boy charities. These are big boys. These are the heavy hitters. And you know, like I said before, like you don't need to be super in tune with current events to see the work that these charities are doing. So if you have any, you know, desire to support these organizations specifically or in generally, and you like a bunch of free awesome games, you should definitely consider supporting them. And even if you don't have, or, you know, even if you do have a lot of these games are old, buy them, give them to a friend. Even if you can't run all the games, you know, just buy them and just have them. I own a lot of these games for Windows that I can't always get, and I am, you know, just treading water here, Marcus, get something else ready. But I think it's really cool to see the video game community stepping up. And we see it more and more with things like AGDQ, with Humble Bundle, you know, with companies and developers and gamers working with other charities like Extra Life. I think that we are slowly but steadily becoming an industry and a group of people.
No, yeah,
that is kind of known for doing this kind of stuff,
which is awesome. Like, I know there's been a lot of talk about, like, I don't know, it's hard to bring this stuff up without, like, getting super deep into politics, but, I mean, like, talking about how certain new bans or super, or recent executive orders, like, how that affects game developers, how that affects, like, even how much games could cost, and, like, seeing how people deal with that, seeing how the game developers have, like, come together to, like, support each other, to support the community, I think that's all, like, super cool, and I'm glad that, I don't know, I feel proud to be a part of the gaming community, you know, and just, like, seeing how much our community really cares.
That was the word. I was looking for community. I was saying, for a group of people. There's a word for that, isn't there?
People that live and work together and be your friends.
What
do you call
that? Humblebundle.com is the website to get to that. Humblebundle.com.
Humblebundle.com.
Just like it sounds.
Yeah.
Humblebubble.com.
Humblebubble.
Humblebubble.
Humblebubble. Humblebubble.
Humblebubble.
Ba-dum, bum, bum.
Anyway. Anyway.
Finally.
So, I mean, I guess, are we going to end there? Is that our...
That's all I got.
Okay. Well, this has been another episode of Trust Circle. We post every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Follow us on Twitter at Trust Circle Cast. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, or your favorite podcast services. And join us in our mission to get one brand new written iTunes review every week in 2017, just like this one from Joey Manino.
Thanks, Joey.
So, Joey writes, "There are lots of gaming podcasts out there. Trust me, I know. It's hard to find one and to stick with it because most of them just lose steam after a while. That's not the case here. I've been listening since the beginning, and every new podcast always feels refreshing. I never feel like I am just listening to a conversation, more like I am part of the conversation. Try out Trust Circle. You won't regret it." That's super sweet.
Thanks, Joey.
Thank you so much, Joey.
Thanks, Joey.
And thank you for being with us for so long as we stumbled through the beginning and, like, getting our, like, sea legs, and now, you know, we're still getting there, but, you know, thank you for doing this with us. It's because of your support that we do this every week, and also because we love it. But that too. But I mean, with that, we will see you all next week. Same time, same place.